This is Econ 919, your weekly look at how the peninsula works. I'm Sabine Pooks. 8 Alaska lawmakers are meeting this month to talk through big-picture financial issues that have stumped legislatures for years. The new group, called the Comprehensive Fiscal Plan Working Group, is bringing together lawmakers from each of the 4 caucuses to create recommendations on the state's budget problems. The plan is to bring those recommendations to the broader legislature ahead of the August 2nd special session in Juneau. Nikiski Republican Representative Ben Carpenter is one of 2 members in the group from the House Minority Caucus. He says he's cautiously optimistic the group can come to some sort of consensus, but he says there's still something in the way.
I mean, we've got a different structure than we've ever had, and that's a good step in the right direction. We've got equal membership from all of the caucuses, but we still have a trust problem.
Lawmakers have tried for years to hammer out long-term solutions to the state's financial woes. They've had little to show for those efforts. And this year, like many of the years before it, the legislature came close to shutting down, with matters like the size of the permanent fund dividend hamstringing progress on a budget. Ultimately, lawmakers did successfully pass a budget and avoid a shutdown. One of the conditions was the creation of the working group, which met for the first time Wednesday. Members of the group say they hope their recommendations will make it to the legislative floor come August.
I believe that it is could be a turning point in Alaska's history.
Bethel Democratic Senator Lyman Hoffman is one of the group's co-chairs. He says the group has a tall order ahead.
The dividend has been a stumbling block for over 7 years. Taxes have been a stumbling block. Drawing funds from several pots throughout the last 15 years or so has changed the dynamic of how the legislature works. And I believe that we have the opportunity here to change that course.
The legislature budgeted an $1,100 PFD in its budget this year, but so far only set aside half the funds to pay for it. Governor Mike Dunleavy vetoed that proposal earlier this month, telling lawmakers they needed to come up with a larger number as part of a bigger fiscal fix at their special session. Dunleavy wants the legislature to adjust the annual spending from the permanent fund so half of it goes to the PFD and half of it to government services. And he wants to write that formula into the Alaska Constitution. Opponents of that plan say it would leave too large a hole in the state's budget. Carpenter, a member of the House Finance Committee, thinks Dunleavy's method is the fairest way to do things. He thinks the way to balance the budget is to first address the PFD problem and then to have a conversation about limiting government spending rather than raising taxes on Alaskans. Carpenter also acknowledges there's going to have to be a compromise.
I know that there are others that don't want to see any kind of reduction in the size of government and they just want to raise taxes. So I know the answer is somewhere in the middle.
Soldotna Republican Senator Peter Michicki, president of the Alaska Senate, says legislators are tired of having the same conversations about the budget over and over. He says the equal representation between caucuses makes the working group unique.
If something's going to get across the finish line, it's going to be a collection of ideas, and everyone's going to have to kind of push themselves a little beyond where they've typically been comfortable. And I think this group can do it.
Carpenter says he'd like the group to come up with its recommendations before August.
I'm not interested in pushing off this special session. I want that pressure to have some sort of a working product in order for us to debate it on the floors of the House and the Senate.
He hopes the group will think about what it wants the state to look like in a generation for Alaskans. But he says there's not much consensus that can happen on those big picture questions if there's not first a base layer of trust among members. To build that trust, he says he thinks it's important that all 8 members have input on how meetings are run, including what's on the agenda, and that conversations happen in the open and not behind closed doors. Hoffman said at Wednesday's meeting he'd like to see the group meet twice a week. As of Thursday, the group did not yet have a meeting schedule or an agenda. Carpenter says his constituents can email him directly with input on the process. And that's all for Econ 919. Tune in every Friday at 9 a.m. and 5 p.m. I'm Sabine Pooks. Have a great weekend.